Field studies looking at routes for a proposed gas pipeline from the North Slope to Canada are set to resume later this month around Delta Junction. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The corporate partnership known as the Alaska Pipeline Project will begin sending crews to survey the lay of the land from Delta to the Yukon border around May 20th. It's where they left off last summer after conducting field studies from the North Slope to Delta. TransCanada is exploring a route that would follow the oil pipeline, then head southeast from Delta to the north of the highway into Canada. Another proposed route to follow the oil pipeline corridor all the way to Valdez also is being explored by the Alaska Pipeline Project, which is the partnership firm of natural gas producer ExxonMobil and pipeline builder TransCanada. Alaska Pipeline officials say about 200 contractor engineers, scientists, and technicians will be working in crews along the proposed natural gas pipeline route over this summer. Among other things, they'll be studying soil permafrost, seismology, fish counts, wetlands, and archaeology and cultural resources. The company outlined a more detailed pipeline route than previous versions in the company's first resource report filed about 10 days ago with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Alaska pipeline officials said in a recent meeting in Delta that if the project gets the go-ahead, construction of the pipeline would begin in 2015 and be completed in 2020. The company officials say construction would create about 7,000 jobs, and about 500 would be needed to operate and maintain the system over an estimated 30-year lifespan. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.